Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Things have seemed just a little off kilter for the past couple of weeks. For me, it started around 10 o'clock on a Sunday night. A wonderful weekend, productive and relaxing, was interrupted by the strangest earthquake I've ever been in. Our house in Ferndale moved and swayed for a long time, but nothing got tipped over or even knocked out of place. Turns out it was a big one, 6.9 magnitude, but far enough offshore to temper the destruction. No damage, no tsunami, just a gentle reminder to be prepared. But it prompted a prolonged reaction in me. I was jumpy and on edge for at least a week. Every loud noise, the sound of wind, a truck driving by, caused me to think earthquake and ask, "Did you feel that?" Then, about the same time as the earthquake, there was the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 with 239 people on board. Last heard from on March 8th, they said goodnight, took a left turn, and vanished. While I'm preparing this comment, ships and planes are scouring the vast ocean and believe they may have found some clues to the disappearance. The event itself is very newsworthy, but it was a mystery with no further developments, kind of like the disappearance of Amelia Earhart. The situation brought out the worst of broadcast media. Both Comedy Central's Jon Stewart and Fox News host Bill O'Reilly blasted CNN's nonstop coverage of the situation. That is, nonstop coverage of a situation with no further developments. CNN went from facts into pure speculation, interviewed a psychic, and wondered out loud if this was like the television series Lost. Meanwhile, elsewhere on Fox News, commentator Bill Hemmer announced that after a 2,000-year search, we had actually located Noah's Ark. And Rush Limbaugh speculated that a government had shot the jet down. In the middle of this odd event, the destructive and tragic mudslide in Washington State followed. As many as 176 people are reported missing. The slide took out a square mile, and it ranks as the most destructive in our nation's history. I've firsthand seen the destruction from major floods. This mudslide looked similar, but the human loss was staggering. And then we had the shootout at Confusion Hill, a high-speed pursuit, and the subsequent murder of a peace officer in Mendocino County. Deputy Del Fiorentino was buried with full honors yesterday, a reminder that law enforcement work is dangerous work, and peacekeepers deserve our support and respect. As one officer put it, they go from changing a tire to chasing an armed suspect. I'm not sure what any of these events have in common, except all happening in the same brief time frame. I do not want to live in fear, but I have to acknowledge tragedy can strike, whether you're in a jetliner, driving down Highway 101, or even just sitting in your living room. I'm reliant on media for my understanding of these disasters. I value the timely and accurate reporting of news by print and broadcast media. But I personally put no value on idle speculation masquerading as news. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.